How to celebrate Carnival. 1. Create a costume with a clear identity or message.
The black represents the people, and the gold represents the sun.
2. Make noise. 3. Occupy a space significant to the community.
A feeling of freedom to be on the street, to hear music, to be surrounded by friends, be jumping up.
4. Create a spectacle through the movement of a large mass of people.
If they have all the guns and all the chains and all the bars and everything to oppress you, you have to find an alternative.
5. Protest joyfully.
Get up, stand up now. Episode 3, Masquerade. Exhibition curator, Zach Ovey.
Think of the idea of putting on a mask. Now, in African circumstances, that also tells you that you're putting on a personality, and suddenly that personality consumes your personality. If you think historically, that's very much about transformation and transfigurement, about leaving one identity behind to develop another, an alternate. And I think that's fascinating, isn't it? Because in life, we're often instructed in how to be and who to be due to circumstance. How do we break free from that? How do we use this to emancipate ourselves?
Masquerade. You walk into a space and the song is saying, "You are one of us." Sharp looks questioning, the doorman was rough with it. Price of drinks will make you wince. Your head saying you could have left since, but the song is saying you belong. Lean back against the wall, single shot of rum to hand, fighting the urge to reach into your pocket where your phone lays heavy in weight, ready to save you from the unknown. But this song is saying you are safe. Don't turn, yo. It's okay. Catch a vibe. It is yours as much as anyone else's. I can see my whole world changing. There's no need to live if I can't be with you. Nothing this familiar could truly hurt you. Your mind is alive with panic, and yet, your body bears witness to rhythm. As though you were greeting an old friend. As though this was your bedroom. As though this was your best place.
My earliest memories of Ghana are hearing and seeing masqueraders at Christmas time outside our compound shouting out Kakamoto B, hey! And they were on stilts, a bit like the Mokojumbis at part of a carnival in Trinidad. My name is Margaret Busby, and I was born in Ghana, but I have Caribbean roots. I lived in Notting Hill in the late 60s. It was very different from the way it is now, in terms of the way it's now policed and really quite regimented in certain aspects. But it was great being part of it, and there was really a very international community feeling. It was just a feeling of freedom to be on the street, to hear music, to be surrounded by friends, be jumping up. Yeah, good.
Trinidad, 5 miles off the coast of Venezuela.
My name's Obedo. I'm a poetess. I wrote a piece in response to the film made by Horace Ove, King Carnival, which was filmed in 1973 for the BBC. So the film really talks about the etymology of carnival in Trinidad and Tobago. The aspects that really moved me were about ritual and ancestry, and also the quintessence of what carnival is, which is freedom.
Naturally, such rituals are even more brutally suppressed than festive customs. This led to various evasive tactics, such as the representation of African gods with Christian images, with which they fooled their white masters into believing that they were practicing Christian rituals in their own way, but at heart the ritual remained African.
The wind and the rain took our souls away, and with the memories of who we once were. Without memory, who are we? 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 They came to this land with their carnival and their masquerade, their Dionysian dance, their pre-Lenten hedonistic parade. We watched as they danced, filled their bellies and misbehaved. We watched, toiled the land, blood, sweat and tears, still enslaved. Then one day, our time came. In 1834, freedom was proclaimed. We took to the streets and we danced how we danced, to the beat of the pan and the beat of the drum. With the spirits of our ancestors, even today they still run come. With our heads held high, we lick our wounds and honor our dead, remembering from where we have come and to where we have been led. So when you ask what carnival means to me today, it's our freedom sweet of yesterday. When the sound systems boom and the sound systems blast, the words of Brother King come to me. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. It's time again to lick our wounds and to heal our past. Remember the words of Brother King.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
I think what people forget is that on an island where you were, you know, enslaved and ruled in a colonial situation, carnival was, it offered a means to challenge authority without being pushed to a situation where you were a militia ready to be shut down, right? So how do you argue your way out of a colonialism if they have all the guns and all the chains and all the bars and everything to oppress you? You have to find an alternative, don't you? And what was fascinating was how they used performance art to say, well, look, you think God is white? Look, I could portray a dragon, kings and queens from history, pharaohs. I can be anything other than what you have duped me to be. I mean, I think what's interesting about Horace and Horace's generation is at that point in time in the Caribbean, the carnival itself was still an illegal commitment. Drumming in groups of seven or more was illegal, which is what led to the birth of the steel pan.
The sound of pan is at the heart of carnival. Orchestras of steel are drawn through the streets of Port of Spain, followed by thousands of loyal and passionate fans.
As an alternative to drumming, for congregation of people from African societies to gather and, you know, commemorate festivals that saluted their heritage and history.
I'm Ria Starr. I'm an artist filmmaker. I'm interested in masquerade as a form of power, as a way of expressing culture, as a form of joy and celebration. My interest in carnival stems from wanting to learn more about my heritage. Well, I have an English mother and a father from the Bahamas.
That's the flag representing the Bahamas. And you said that aquamarine, gold, and the black.
I've learned about carnival, specifically about Junkanoo, which is Carnival of the Bahamas, since I was a child and gone to carnivals in Yorkshire, where I grew up in Huddersfield, since I was a child.
The biggest joke today was Anonymous.
So A Protest, A Celebration, A Mixed Message is a film. It largely follows Mama Dread's Masqueraders, who are a carnival group based in Leeds. But then at the same time, photographing myself in the countryside where I grew up, in a rural village in Yorkshire, and saying, well, how can I experience carnival and how did I as a young person? And how is my image being used, and also how is their image being used? Who's spectating at carnival and who's performing in carnival?
The aqua represents the sea, the black represents the people, and the gold represents the sun.
I mean, it's a largely black community that performs and a largely white community that spectates. So is that a kind of resistance or an affirmation of culture, or is it a sort of absorption into mainstream culture?
She is showing off her beauty, Bahama beauty. Also, she is wearing a sun front piece and a sun hat, which represents the sun.
So what you're seeing in the film is my body in a very elaborate carnival costume. So the costume is blue, black, and yellow predominantly, which is the colours of the Bahamian flag. But there's also some red in there and this huge array of feathers and parts which are attached by wires so that when you're moving, the costume will also move. But I conversely am stood still because I really wanted to think about a non-performance or an absence of movement and what that would mean to build a costume and spend hours and hours on a costume and then not really perform in it. So the image that I've created is kind of absurd, and it's also mirrored in the landscape in the opening. So I'm in front of the house that I grew up in, just a semi-detached red brick house in Yorkshire, and then it moves to this brilliant landscape, Yorkshire landscape scene. So I wanted to contrast the image of the sort of English countryside and traditionally how that's portrayed as a very English, white, middle-class space, and to put my own body in the countryside.
How to celebrate carnival. 1. Create a costume with a clear identity or message. Mama Dreads commemorate the Caribbean Windrush generation, who came to the UK from the Commonwealth, rightfully expecting to be welcomed with open arms. Some in the Windrush generation are now threatened with deportation. 2. Make noise. 3. Occupy a space significant to the community. 4. Create a spectacle through the movement of a large mass of people, for example, a parade. 5. Protest joyfully.
I think masquerade is very powerful as a way to subvert forms of authority, because you have the power to imitate or mock or assume the role of someone who is in a position of authority. But then also on a formal level in my work, I use masquerade as a form of withholding. So I will use colour fields or abstraction to kind of tell you that there's something there that you can't see. I think part of it is a resistance to misrepresentation. I'd prefer there to be an absence in the way in which I also don't perform in my film, even though I made a costume to perform in. But I think part of it is also the difficulty in expressing being between two cultures, and that in trying to convey both, you often convey neither. So really, by using light leaks or colour fields or abstracting something, I want to tell you that there's something which can't really be grasped unless you've seen it the way that I've seen it. I am the messy mixed message that no museum wants. It prefers a black portrait to an unclear face. How to protest? 1. Create a clear message, and my skin and my body just gets in the way, because at some point the good guys and the bad guys weren't so separate. I think it's very much in the public eye at the moment because of Meghan Markle especially. People are thinking about the way that mixed race bodies are talked about, even the terminology and the way that you might describe yourself. Sometimes I might describe myself as a black woman, sometimes as a mixed race woman. So it's negotiating those contexts and knowing in what ways that you can operate and have a voice and not be speaking for someone else, but be speaking for yourself or for people that might want to be represented by you. Because you can't just speak for yourself. Sometimes you want to speak as a community. My protest is simply to show you mixed race bodies exist here too. The end of a protest, a celebration, a mixed message, is me standing on a bench with this brilliant sunshine countryside landscape.
We can celebrate too.
And you can see a brilliant carnival costume. It's representing the sun, actually.
Do you think I am black enough? Do you think I am white enough? I think I am fearsome. I am joyful. I'm a Yorkshire woman. I am sure I am a mixed message. See me here.
Black community will always want to continue, even though there's so much pressure these days, not from the black community, but from other outside sources, to take it off the streets and put it in the park or somehow contain it. But I think the whole essence is something that needs to be free. You can't contain it within a Hyde Park or wherever else that has been suggested. And I think, although it's changed a lot and it's become something that doesn't necessarily exclude anybody else, it's you know, a large European festival, Notting Hill Carnival will always seem to me to have its roots in the Caribbean, in Caribbean culture, in Caribbean carnival. And although it's changed, and although it will change, I believe that element of Caribbean culture that makes it so special will never disappear.
Thank you for listening to the Get Up Stand Up Now podcast, Masquerade, featuring the voices of Zoe Beddo, Rhea Storr, Zach Ove, Margaret Busby, and me, Joshua Eden. The music was by Geica. This has been a reduced listening production for Somerset House. The producers were Chris Elcombe, Eleanor Scott, and Joby Waldman. You can subscribe and hear other editions of the podcast on iTunes and all other major podcast platforms. Just search Somerset House on your podcast app.
And if you're in London and you're listening before the 15th of September 2019, then make sure you check out the exhibition, Get Up, Stand Up, Now, curated by Zach Ove for Somerset House.